Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. Alongside of me, we're really across the way, I'm looking at him through a Skype video chat, is my longtime partner who I've yet to meet in person still all these years. How many years has it been now?
Almost 7.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
almost 8. It's already 7.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Figueroa of dysfunctional.com. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. It's been an interesting week. I've been catching up on The Walking Dead. I think I'm 2 episodes away from season 9 finale. So.
Okay. Real quick before we jump into the fear. You are one of those people that religiously watched The Walking Dead, and then for some odd reason, there was some times where you were just like, I'm not feeling it, and then you left, and the last time you and I chatted, I convinced you to give it another chance. Are you still feeling the same way, or what?
I'm liking the new characters. I'm really enjoying. Okay. I think Daryl went a really good direction, and the show has just been doing good. The fear is still, I think, a little bit better in the way it's going, even though it's stranger,
right?
But we'll see how season 10 is.
All right, well, I'm glad you gave it a fair shot, and I'm glad you're enjoying. Wait till 10, dude. Wait till 10. And speaking of 10, I wrote it here in my notes that the new season, the season finale of season 10, we've been waiting for it, is finally going to air October 4th, 2020. So we got till October. You got till October to catch up and all that good stuff. So, all right. So let's talk about Fear of the Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about season 4's episode 4, Buried, which aired May 6th, 2018. As you can see, me and Jesus are a little behind, but we're catching up finally during this whole pandemic thing. And I figured, Jesus, we kind of briefly talked about it. I don't know if – can't remember if we talked about it after the show last week or 2 weeks ago, but we decided instead of just kind of, we just wanted to talk about what was our favorite parts. I think we just wanted to make it short, sweet, and simple for everybody and ourselves, considering you've got to go back to eating, and I got 2 boys that are just waiting in the background. So if you see them waving to you in the background, hey, Susan, just wave. Don't be frightened by my children. All right, so how about we just, since we're doing this new thing here, let's talk about our favorite parts. I'm going to kick it off to you. Do your thing. What was going on? How are your feels? What really got you going in the Buried episode?
I just enjoyed this entire episode. I think the flashback sequence was actually very well done in this episode.
Okay.
And I think Nick deserved this very sentimental episode towards him. I know I kind of didn't like him, and I was happy to see him go last episode. But...
Hold on. Did you not like Nick from the very get-go of episode 1, or did you like him and then you didn't like him and then you liked him?
I think I just stopped liking him at the beginning of this season because he turned into this, I don't want to go out and, you know, contribute to the clan type person.
But he was going through some issues. He had issues, though.
Yeah, but it was a liability all of a sudden.
I mean, that's true. And we all know about liabilities in The Walking Dead.
Yes, and it's funny because I made a really weird joke to a friend 2 weeks ago about how with 2020 the way it's going, for all we know, this vaccine is going to turn out making us zombies, and the aliens will come. Who knows what's going to happen, you know? And, you know, like going back to the episode, I think that Nick had more of a grasp of who he was and the way he was contributing season 1 and season 2 and even into season 3. And I think somewhere in season 3, he just lost his way, and I'm happy that he's gone. He had a really good, you know, episode afterwards where people were mourning for him.
Right.
So I gotta say that Danny Garcia did an amazing job, you know, being the sentimental voice. And I don't know what she's going to do with this child when she gets her hands on her. Like, he knows it was her that took him out.
Yeah. Because I think we, in the last episode we talked, we weren't sure if anybody saw her because she took off running, but it, but you know, Lucy made it very clear that this little chick is the one that killed Nick.
Yep.
So
I want to see where that goes, because Nick had been trying to make her a part of the group apparently for a while now,
right?
And things just didn't go the way he planned, and she's the reason that they are where they are right now.
Now, you said that she was he was trying to make her through the group. Do you think that Nick at this time in this season was like the Fear of the Walking Dead version of Morgan, like, you know, finding the good in someone and doing that? Or you just think he was just...
I think he was in the Rick mindset, where it's a child and they could be guided in the right direction, rather than Morgan, where Morgan believes all lives, you know, matter at this point.
Right. Okay. All right. So the Nick situation, you felt that. What about anything else?
I think that's all I really liked about it. Just, you know, it was a very slow episode. It was mostly all talking.
Yeah.
The ending kind of was strange with Morgan and Cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we'll talk about that a little bit more. What were some of your favorite parts?
I would probably have to say, I'm looking at my notes here. I agree with you. I think the flashbacks, the story, everybody having their own story and seeing what everybody was going through and how it was about Nick, but then it was also about themselves. So I thought that was cool. I thought the zombies, I liked the zombies when Naomi and Alicia, I thought that whole spinning down kind of water park feel was dope. Let me see here my notes. Victor got a little bit on my nerves. You know, I mean, I know that Victor's Victor, but seriously, like, as soon as I saw him take Cole over there, I was like, dude, like, I know how you are, but like, you're going to leave Nick, you were going to leave Alicia. I don't know if I looked at it in a sense where he was just being a douchebag and looking out for himself, or to the point where, like, you know what, I got to look out for me. The rest of the group will be safe. They'll be good. And it's just time for me to go. I couldn't figure out what it was, you know, if he was just being the douchebag that he was from the beginning, or I don't know. I was a little bit bummed, but I'm glad that he changed his mind.
Yeah, I see that a bit, and I think like you said, it is him reverting back to the way he was before, where it's like, oh, every man for himself, and I need to take care of me. So much, because he has gone through a lot through the season one, right. 2, and 3.
Yeah.
I think he's more trying to protect himself, and that's just the character he is. And I gotta say, I'm with him, like,
right
at his point, and I can definitely agree with his choices so far.
Well, it's obvious to see that whatever happened, which we don't know what happened yet, at least you and I don't, that it's kind of like putting everybody back to the way they were. Like, it seems like everybody's just kind of like, screw being nice and cool, because screwing being nice and cool gets you screwed, whatever happened. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. It did suck that Cowboy John finds out that Naomi did not make it. And he'd been on this quest. That was his drive. You know, that was his reason for being. And you know, especially putting on a Morgan, like, trying to convince Morgan to stay there with him so he can meet her. And now that she's gone, like, what else does Cowboy John have? But I do like how Alicia's like, the same people we're going to kill are the ones that did this to Naomi. And Cowboy John, he's good with the gun. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with him and Morgan. I'm glad Morgan is staying with him.
I think it's cool the way that it was first Cowboy trying to help Morgan, and Morgan trying to help Cowboy. And that kind of dynamic kind of it feeds into the way Morgan is, because he was the same way with Rick. You know, where at first he helped Rick, Morgan helped Rick, and then Rick helped Morgan, and it just back and forth.
Yeah.
And that definitely is going to help with making Morgan more of the group.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I hope – I like these two together. It's kind of like a Rick and Daryl. They complement each other, and when it comes down to fighting – Cowboy John and Morgan, you can't be mad at that. And I think that's it, pretty much it. I mean, I agree. I think it was a very calm episode. You know, I think normally I would have been like, oh, there wasn't enough zombie kills. But I think just like we discussed in the beginning, the storytelling, the Nick, what he got, getting the guns, burying them there, everybody telling their story. And now it's full on. Now they got weapons, they got a ride, and they're going to go hunt some people down. So I think the next episode you and I are going to watch is episode 5. It's called Laura, which I have a feeling, Laura, that was Naomi's name, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, so I guess it's going to be a story with her, I guess, I'm guessing, which is cool because I liked her. And it sucks that we find out that she's gone. So that's it for me. Is that it for you?
I think that's it for me. I mean, the episode, I think, was very strong.
Right.
It just makes you want to know what happened in that little time span that we don't know. I know Laura's gone.
Right.
I think Kim is gone as well, I'm not sure.
Something's going to happen to Madison.
Yeah, something's happening to her, and I can't wait to find out what.
Yep.
Because he has been one of my favorite characters.
I know. From day one, you were like Team Madison, and I hated her. You and I would go back and forth when we used to recap this show from season one.
But you got to admit that in this last season, she has turned into the Rick character of the show, where she's powerful and she's very manipulative at points.
No, I totally agree. I mean, she's grown on me. I mean, I know in season one, and probably two-ish, I was like, ugh. But then, you know, everything that she did, she might have been, but she was looking out for the group. And she will take out anybody that goes after her kids or her group. And, she's grown on me. I think season 3 going into 4, I like Madison. Now I can't believe I'm saying that. But I guess we'll see what happens to Madison. I don't know. I'm wondering if she's going to die in season 4. Is she going to die in season 5? I don't know. So I guess we'll see what happens. So, all right. Well, I guess that's it then, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right, so that's it for this episode. People, if you want to check out some of our other reactions to past episodes of Fear of the Walking Dead, just search Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show on Spotify, iTunes, audioboom.com, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can hear it on Jesus's personal blog, thisfunctional.com, and also mine, iwatchmike.com. And if you want to hear some Walking Dead stuff, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, do the same thing, The Walking Dead Recap Show, and search it on our blogs or any of the podcasts, and you'll find it online, I'm sure. Feel free to follow us, leave comments, do all that good stuff. Anything else, Jesus, you want to get off your chest?
No.
Coolio.
That's good.
All right, so we're going to watch Laura episode sometime this week, and then we'll talk again soon. For everybody that's been tuning in and listening and all that good stuff, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Jesus, I will talk to you later. You have a good week. Everybody else have a good week. Bye-bye, Jesus. Let me give you a kiss. Hold on. Because I know you can see me. You like that?
Yeah, sure.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.